Thank you very much. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone, wherever you are in the world. Mommy, thank you for this privilege to share with the Lord's people. Can I share my screen?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to share from Jeremiah chapter 8. Moya has given me a few minutes, so I'm going to try and go through it as quick as possible. So I'll read Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 17 to 22, and I would take us through what this season has been about with respect to the virus and all of that good stuff. But before I want to touch on that, I just want to cast some vision where we are. Prophetically, we are in this season of 5780, which is the time of speaking, our mouth, opening our mouth and stuff like that. And in the place of speaking, you know, the Lord is bringing order in the earth, is bringing order into our sphere. So this is part of, you know, reordering things in the earth. Everyone observed Passover. Everyone saw the effect of Pentecost, as it were. So we're still on this journey. And I really appreciate what Mommy said, saying that, you know, we are now in the place where Nadab and Abihu is going up with Moses to the mountain, you know. And if we look farther down the road, we see that they come down with the blueprint. So I don't want to take that lightly and, you know, really focus and hone in on the blueprints that the Lord is revealing to us at this time. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 17. For behold, I will send serpents, cockroaches amongst you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. Okay, I'm going to read a different version here. This is the Interlinear Bible. It's a transliteration. They take the actual words and they just translate everything and put it together. It said, for behold, I would send serpents amongst you, vipers for which there is no snake charm, and they shall bite you. You avaring is Yahweh. So in other words, if we look at this coronavirus as we know it, different people have called it different things. Pandemic came from China. It's this, it's that, you know, but there is a bigger picture. And when we get to verse 22, we would understand how things have played out. Okay. We know that this originated from wet markets in China. We know that they had quote unquote unclean animals, beasts, and, you know, stuff like that, cockroaches, or serpents, or, you know, you could name it, worms, all kinds of things, you know. And as this thing hits the earth, there has not been any cure. Quote unquote, there is no snake charmer. So there is no cure for this. Let's go to verse 18. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. I like this interpretation here. It said, incurable affliction is on me. My heart is sick within me. So in other words, as the virus hits the earth, you know, we have seen that it is incurable and it has brought hopelessness in the hearts of people. You know, we can just see the scriptures play out from verse 17 to verse 18. And then we now go on to verse 19. It said, behold, the voice of the imploring of the daughter of my people from the land of afar, is Yahweh not in Zion? You know, King James said, behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people because of them that dwell in a far country. So in other words, all across the earth, no matter how far you are in the earth, you've been impacted and affected by this. But the question is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? You know, very interesting with all of this, we have turned to all kinds of things. We've turned to this cure and that cure, this theory and that theory. But is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have we provoked the Lord to anger with our graven images and strange vanities? We can say whatever we want about this. The reason why this has come about on the earth is our graven images and our strange vanities. This is not the first time that snakes were sent among the children of Israel. We see the same thing happen in Numbers chapter 21, when they murmured and complained against the Lord, and the Lord sent serpents in their midst. And what was the cure? The cure was to bring up a serpent, cast it in bronze, put it on the stick, and it said, he that looks upon it will be healed. And Jesus referenced that. He said, as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so will the Son of Man be lifted up. And he said, when I'm lifted up and you look to me, healing would now flow upon. So we've looked to all kinds of things, all kinds of sources, and how has that worked out for us? Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Okay, so we've gone to different directions here. Let's go to verse 20. The script is still playing out. The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. We know that harvest time is right about April, during Passover. There was harvest across the earth. We are in summer. We are now hitting the fall. We've entered August. It's like we don't even know whether our children will go to school or not. You know, what are we going to do? The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Cases continue to go up. Deaths continue to go up. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. We have seen increase in depression. We have seen increase in despair. Yeah, let me look at this. Let's look at this other version for verse 21. By the brokenness of the daughter of my people, I am broken. I am somber. Desolation, it holds me fast. And then we see in verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no healer there? For what reason has wholeness not ascended on the daughter of my people? People of God, is there no balm in Gilead? We have looked to this source, we have looked to that source. Is there no balm in Gilead? There is a balm in Gilead. There is a physician. And I want us to look at the word physician. This word, we're used to strong concordance, and you know, we use strong to get interpretations, but there is a deeper layer of interpretation. The scriptures were written in pictures, you know. So this is the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible that actually shows, you know, what does the word physician mean? And I'm going to read it here. It said, the pictograph is a picture of a man. And this is the picture of an open mouth. Combine this, man open. Wounds, sicknesses, and illnesses are cured with medicine made from plant materials, which were pulverized in a medicinal power. In other words, a physician really means open man. You know, doctors, they can see what is going on the inside. They look at what is on the outside, and they can tell that, oh, something happened to you on the inside that is affecting the outside. All we are seeing is what's going on the outside. All this emanates from what goes on in the heart, the graven images and the strange vanities. I'm going to back up really quick to this serpent. What are these serpents? If we look at strong words, it is 5175. It means a snake, okay? It comes from 5172. And then when we look at the Hebraic picture, It actually means bronze, to divine. This thing is not what we think it is. This is divination. He said to learn something through divination. We have embraced all kinds of divination and occultism in the earth, and then look at what has broken out. The cockroaches, if we look at it here, what does it mean? It means issue. The tongue of a viper that issues out of the mouth. Out of this has come out all kinds of issues. We have seen all kinds of demonic and devilish issues just crop up all over the place. So to address this, the Lord is first saying to us, you know, is there not a balm in Gilead? Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Then we go to Jeremiah 9, as Mommy has rightfully said, call now the wailing women. Call now the intercessors. Let me stop sharing here. Call now the intercessors and stand before the Lord with respect to this. So this is my charge to us. Would we seek the balm in Gilead? Would we look to the king? Would we look to, as the Lord was lifted, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and as Jesus was lifted up, would we look to our Lord high and lifted up across the earth? And I'm going to end by sharing this revelation that the Lord gave to me, and then we'll go into a place of prayer. In this revelation, I saw bodies just littered all over the place, and I saw blood on the ground. And then I saw oil begin to come out from the ground and just engulf the blood and sip off the blood. It's like it just swallowed up the blood. The oil also seeped into the bodies on the ground, and they began to come alive again in a new way. And then the Lord said to me, is there not a balm in Gilead? And I understood what he was saying. Pretty much what he was saying was that scripture. We have looked to this. We have looked to that. We have pushed this message and that message. But have we looked to the Lord? Have we called on heaven? Have we looked to the Lord God Almighty, who brings forth sons in the night, who is our only healing and true healing? So I want us to unmute our mic and just begin to pray in the spirit and just look to the Lord and just look to him. Father, we come before you now and we say, we look to you. We look to you. We look to you. We lift up my eyes unto the hills from where comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He would not suffer my evil. He is a sheep. He is a strong and a slave. He is my good sheep. He is my shield upon the rock. The thousands will fall by my side and bend my knees.
Amen.
The oil, you see, balm is oil. The oil of gladness, the balm of Gilead will now break out over our land. from Nigeria to Kenya, from South Africa to Russia, from China to the United States, from the UK even to the US, we decree from North America to North America, we decree that healing with greater nations of the earth, and we healing with greater healing for the land, They could not well strengthen the mass. They could not spread their sail. Let me share my screen here so that we see what I am saying. Because this affects the economies in the earth realm. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 23 and 24.
Isaiah 33, verse 23 and 24.
It says, thy tacklings are loosed. They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. What does this mean? In the ancient times, you put your sail on your ship before you go out to sea. Now, if your mast... your mast sets the direction of the ship, and it helps the ship move. This speaks about the trade winds in the earth, the economic trade winds. Now, if your tacklings are loosened and your mast is not strengthened, your ship would not be able to move. So the economics in the earth has come to a standstill because of this. The tacklings are loosened. They could not well strengthen their mass. They could not spread their sail. Then is the prey of the great spoil divided. We have seen produce on the farm destroyed. We have seen products get rotten. We have seen different things just get divided and destroyed. But what does the Lord say here? He said the lame would take the prey.
Amen.
Creativity is going to come from unusual sources.
Amen. Amen.
It may feel like, you know, you are limping now, but you will take the prey.
Amen.
The inhabitant shall not say, I am sick.
Yes.
The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity.
Amen.
Father, we decree in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
the
Jesus.
Inhabitants of the land shall say, I am sick.
We rebuke sickness.
In the name of Jesus, we say that our land will be strong, our economy will be strong. I speak to the tacklings. The tacklings will now be stronger. In the name of Jesus, I say our mass will now be strengthened.
We will spread forth ourselves.
We decree in the name of Jesus that the name will take the place. We decree that our great soil would now go forth, would now come forth. We decree in the name of Jesus that our economies will begin to recover.
Recovery, 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 recov